Why is there so much suffering in the world? Why do we have to suffer at all? This doesn't sound very much like a loving universal energy, does it? Well, we're going to be exploring those questions, as well as some others that have been sent to me via my community, my WhatsApp community, and also from listeners of the show who have taken the time to email me questions they'd like me to explore and answer. And this all came about from one email I received with their struggle around awakening. And I think it would really resonate with a lot of people who listen to the show. So let's dive in. Now, I have been given permission by the person who sent me the email to go through this content as long as I change their name. So we're going to call them Claire. And they said, thanks for your podcast today on spiritual awakening. So much of what you have said has resonated with me, but I wonder if you can help me with something I am struggling to get past on the path to fully awakening. A lot of the discourse around this focuses on the self, the ego, and my problem is that I am in a state of fear and panic about my children's safety as a result of what is happening in the world. I worry very much, for example, about them experiencing war, and worry for them drags me down. Because of my children and my intense love for them, I am unable to let myself believe in many of the things that require me to let go or believe in the illusion. I'm not sure how to get past this. It comes from a space of such intense love and such intense fear, a desire to protect. I feel the pain of all the mothers and children caught up in war, and I can hardly bear what I can see. I'd be so interested and grateful to hear your thoughts on this. Having my children has been the most wonderful thing in my life, but it's also the thing that's making me live it in grief and fear. And then they went on to say, thank you for any response that I'm able to give. Now, you might be able to relate to that, whether you've got children or not, seeing such suffering in the world, but also fearing yourself or someone you love experiencing suffering can really trigger powerful thoughts and powerful feelings that can really pull you into that dream state. So what do we do about that? Because suffering does happen. There is war on the planet. There's all sorts of things going on which we could all worry about. I love this email. So I did contact Claire and I let her know that I know what this is like to some degree, as I have a stepson who, like a lot of other teenagers, are determined to explore the things in life he seems, to me, to be too young for. Now, my ego, and I can feel it at times, has tried on more than one occasion to create future stories around his future, which are quite negative. And this is a wonderful trap to get pulled into that dream state to try to create a more controlling reaction. And I think it's one of the biggest challenges for anyone who's a parent who loves another being with all their heart, not to get drawn into the illusion, the dream state, the trap of that future. It doesn't exist. Now, everything can be a possibility. We know that. But how much of a possibility? But this is where the ego really inflates the chances of something being likely to happen, which of course triggers a more controlling reactive response. But the key is remembering that what you're imagining with any type of catastrophizing, any type of negative thought process about your future, is that the future doesn't exist, does not exist, no matter how alluring it seems. You know, that hypnotic trance to pull you into that worrying dream state. And your ego knows your weak spot. It knows that your children, someone you love, a pet, is going to be your weak spot. And it can use it to keep you in that dream state. Now, let me make it really clear, and I emailed this to Claire, waking up doesn't give you an automatic free pass on not worrying about your children. That's not going to happen. But it does help you not to become too attached to your worries as if they are the truth. Waking up can help them seem more distant and easy to see them as simply tricks of the mind. So Claire responded with some brilliant points that I want to go through. But her inquiry and self-reflection was very interesting, saying, I don't often hear people talk about love for others outside of the self and how that can impact or inhibit any sense of awakening. And I question this a lot. I can control myself and how I respond, but I can't control my children's experiences. And I hope hearing you talk about this will help other people that have wondered the same. Claire went on to say, I absolutely take your point that out of love and fear, I'm reacting to an imaginary future. But it is truly real for those mothers whose children are fighting or being forced to fight, or whose children are frightened, in danger, or killed. How do we accept or reconcile this possibility when it isn't even a dream state, but real? Awakening almost seems like a privilege in these terms, afforded to us only because we are not in that situation. I can see how we might handle ourselves in this situation, but I can't accommodate the thought of my children in it. I hope that makes sense. We live on a volatile spinning ball of rock in outer space. Yeah, and our job as one of the many species on the planet is try to get to the end of the day alive. And there's no guarantees for any of us. And the reality is that we're all waiting in line to die at some point in the future. And that's not a bad thing. I know that sounds quite dark, but we are here. We know that for this lifetime, however long that's going to be, and what we could do is live a life that we truly want to live. And that's what I help coach people into, for them to recognize their dreams and to realize that they could actually go for it. Usually the only thing holding them back is going to be a series of thoughts and feelings that simply are not true. But that's the ego for you. It's the mind trap. And the pain of not living the life that you truly want to live can show up as stress, can show up as anxiety, can show up as ill health. And in my view, that's our wake-up call. The wake-up call to wake up, to begin to work out, what can I do about this pain? Because buying things, having experiences, isn't cutting it. It's given me brief relief, but the reality is I need to go inside and work out what it is that needs help to be realized, to be revealed, and then from there, create my life. And that's what awakening is all about. That's what coaching is all about, because it really focuses on the truth. The truth is so important, but the dream state is filled with lies, and waking up is breaking through the illusions of the mind to set yourself free. So in our small email exchange, I pointed out to Claire that her mind is imagining what terrible things other parents are going through, and it terrorizes her. And I asked, what is so important about other people's experiences that you want to focus on them at times rather than what is happening to you right now? Now, I didn't put this in the email, but I wanted to add it here. We know suffering is going on around the world. We are going to suffer, and we have suffered at times ourselves. Now, the important part is our response to someone suffering. What's our response? What's going on for us? What's our response to our suffering or witnessing suffering? Often, that is the part that needs exploration. So think about that. What is your response? What's going on for you when you see suffering? What does it trigger within you? And often, the conflict within us, what we are struggling with, is how we begin to perceive reality. I love the quote by Nay Nim, and it says, we don't see the world as it is, we see the world as we are. And it's amazing, with so much going on around the world, what we are drawn to, what we become emotionally connected to. Why? With everything that's going on in the world, so many beautiful things, so many mundane things, normal things, what are you being attracted to? What are you focusing on? What is it maybe asking of you to focus on within yourself? Now, when it comes to suffering, we don't know what another person is going through, what they're imagining. If someone has got a child who's a soldier and at war, we don't know what belief systems they have. We can imagine, we could create the worst, but let's be honest. we don't know the truth until we speak to that person. So making it up, what for? What are you getting out of that? And that's an important question to begin to ask yourself. It doesn't take away from the fact that we know there are people suffering. We're not being complacent with that. Awakening isn't from a place of privilege. It's very well documented, by the way, that often suffering, crisis, dark times can trigger awakening. I would say that whilst it was an anxiety disorder, that triggered my first awakening back when I was 20, back when I was at my darkest, lowest ebb and contemplating taking my life because I couldn't carry on. And then I had my awakening experience. It really is individual. But come back to you. Why is an imagined war scenario so important for your ego to focus on? And it's important to remember, and I pointed this out to Claire, that suffering for most of us in the present moment is an inside job, purely being made up by the mind. So Claire was reflecting on why was it so important for her to focus on these negative scenarios, catastrophes around the world. What did her ego want from that? And brilliantly, she reflected on it and says, thank you for challenging me on this. You've made me think in a way I wasn't thinking before. I think it's for selfish reasons. I'm very aware of all the global instability, the narratives that suggest we might have to or must be ready for war with Russia in 10 years. My mind projects forward and I imagine my son being drafted to fight, or it projects sooner and I imagine my children being frightened by a different experience of war. My instinct is to create scenarios that allow me to practice how I could protect my children. But of course, I can't protect them from all of this. And that makes me very angry and frustrated and upset. I've seen too much. I've seen awful things online, things nobody should see, but they are happening. Images and videos of grieving mothers and dead children that have really impacted me. I'm overwhelmed when I see these images. I feel like I owe it to these people to bear witness. I also can't help but imagine what they have gone through, and I pray they didn't suffer badly. Some of the children are the age of my children. The ironic thing is, I love people. I love life. I've really traumatized myself by suddenly seeing what the world is really like, and now I need to adjust what I thought the world was with what it is. And writing this out, I see how I'm creating this dark future for myself that you describe. I can see how many times I've written imagine to me. I think that war means an end to my children's future. I don't care how it affects me other than through them. Perhaps this is how all parents feel. As you said before, the age-old problem of letting something that you love so, so much into a world that is uncertain. And then Claire went on to say that they're going to think about the questions more in detail and try to get to the bottom of it. But we do live in an uncertain world. And in a way, that's the beauty of it. Just imagine if you knew what every second of the day was going to bring to you. How boring and how dull and lifeless that would seem. Death happens. Suffering happens. None of us, awakened or not, have a free pass from that. But what we can focus on is what's going on for us right here, right now. Can we become present? Can you liberate yourself from the stories of your mind? Can you be in the here and now? This is the most important moment of your life. And one of the traps that you can fall for is that there's a more important moment waiting for you in the future, which of course will always be the case. And you never really get to experience and appreciate as much as you'd like to the here and now. When we're suffering in the present moment, whether it be with hunger, whether it be with illness, pain, grief, then that's something we will deal with in the present moment. But worrying about it, practicing and rehearsing how you'll deal with it doesn't make a difference. All you're doing is stealing from the present moment and hypnotizing yourself into worrying about a future that doesn't even exist. And you have to ask yourself, why? What do I want from that? And explore from there. I hope this has helped you begin to think about yourself, whether you've got children or not. Think about where is your mind at? What do you focus on and why? And we wouldn't do it if the ego didn't think you would benefit from it. And remember, I'll always point out that your suffering is often a wake-up call, a powerful wake-up call to end that suffering by going deep within and revealing the truth to yourself. Not my truth, not anyone else's, but your truth. There's a movement of people awakening. And just to point out that every person that awakens or begins the awakening process impacts the planet in ways we probably, possibly cannot even know. It's like a ripple. And the fact that you're listening to this shows that you are on that path. I have also received quite a few other questions, which I will go through in a future episode. And if you have any questions around awakening or mindset, contact me and I'll do my best to answer, or I'll put it into a podcast episode just like this one. Thank you so much for being with me. If you really enjoyed this episode, please share, please subscribe, please leave me a review. It really helps the show grow. We are doing really, really well. And if you are someone that wants to spread a bit of love and awakening around the planet, please send this to someone you think would benefit from it. And I want to say thank you for being you. And I look forward to connecting with you in the very next episode. Have a wonderful, peaceful, and present day.